This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for being with us today. Two key organizations focused on innovation and the Milwaukee economy are teaming with nearly two dozen colleges and universities on plans for a so-called seed accelerator they hope will make waves. The project got officially off the ground last week with a meeting of the academic institutions involved. Milwaukee Business Journal reporter and occasional Lake Effect innovation and technology contributor Allison Botter covered the story, and she joins us now to explain more. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mitch.
What is the significance of this so-called seed accelerator within an academic context?
Right. So the idea is that there's 20 colleges, universities, technical colleges from around the region that have been brought in to potentially participate. And it would take student ideas, maybe these sort of startup or early stage company seeds of ideas, and bring them together with the resources to make it into a fully fledged company.
Who brings this to bear? Is it just the collaboration, or is it some other group of people that's good at this stuff?
Right. So this idea started with Startup Milwaukee, which is the group that runs the 96 Square co-working space downtown. The idea kind of took root there, and then Michael Hostad over at the Greater Milwaukee Committee's Innovation in Milwaukee Initiative was the one who partnered with him, who then reached out in this long chain to Mike Lovell, who's recently moved from UWM over to Marquette University. With basically those three guys in place, they kind of took this idea and brought it to the table to all these other academic institutions.
How important is that mobility that we, you know, you mentioned Michael Hostad moving from place to place, Michael Lovell has moved from place to place. Is that one of the things that sort of drives this spirit of collaboration?
Absolutely. Mike Lovell has always had this sort of collaboration, underlying everything he's done from the beginning here, looking to businesses as partnerships, looking to other universities, not just his own. This is kind of a continuation of ideas that he's had for a long time, and that now that he's in this new position, can work with someone he's worked with before, and Michael Hostad, as well as that startup community.
Well, what do colleges and universities stand to get out of the concept? I mean, why isn't it just a Marquette thing?
Well, the idea is that this is for regional economic development and, of course, for the students. You know, a lot of students might have the ideas or the talents, but not the resources to get a business started or to, get the kind of training that they would get out of this. So the idea is, okay, maybe not every single one will become a full-fledged business, but it's great training for the students, and it's a great way to connect talent in the region.
And presumably people in the community at large see this as a broader benefit to the overall economic health of the Milwaukee area?
Right. And in the business community particularly, I should say there's a second track to this program. There's that seed accelerator and then what they're calling a corporate talent initiative. Now, that track is more of taking these student talents, these kind of startup ideas and what you'd call, innovative thinking, and bringing it to these big companies, helping them with R&D, helping them with development of ideas, and really connecting those dots between the business community and these, hubs of young, innovative talent in the universities.
Does this speak to the challenge of brain drain in a community like Milwaukee?
I think that would be one of the end goals. It hasn't been a stated goal for the organizers, but certainly in Milwaukee we've seen, so many great academic institutions here that, slowly lose those student minds as they graduate. So one would hope that if they can engage with the business community, engage with maybe their own businesses here, they may want to stick around the area.
Well, and so if that's not a stated goal of the organizers of this, what do we know about what their stated goals are?
Right. Well, that goes back to that idea of, helping the students and helping that broader kind of regional economic development goal.
So what kind of buy-in is there to this? Who's on board?
Right. So we've got that Innovation in Milwaukee, which is out of the Greater Milwaukee Committee. In addition to that, we have 20 regional universities, and that includes every university except for the Milwaukee School of Engineering. And I'm told they may yet kind of jump in on this. The real challenge is going to be, now that we've got all these people at the table, all these institutions, how many will actually come together and participate in the end product? So it's at the very early stages right now, and they've yet to reach out to the business community and formally bring them together. But the idea is that this will come together by mid-November, so we'll see how that goes.
Right. So what has to happen next?
Right. So next, they've had this what they call this academic summit of all these regional institutions. Next comes more of a business side summit, bringing together these companies who have a vested interest in this kind of talent and these kinds of entrepreneurial seeds.
Well, and have the companies? Do they say they're lacking in this area?
Certainly in the past, I've spoken on Lake Effect to Bonnie North about a story we did on innovation and how a lot of these corporations, Manpower Group, Briggs & Stratton among them, are really looking for these new ideas from, young kind of tech-savvy minds that can jumpstart what they're doing in these kind of older entrenched companies.
So are these organizations and institutions inventing something or is this a model that's existed elsewhere? I put it in a national context for us.
I mean, nationally, there are some sort of templates for this. There's some schools that are doing similar, within a given university, a seed accelerator like this. But in terms of this regional collaboration and on the level, it's unprecedented just in Wisconsin and also nationally.
I feel like I've done an interview about the state's efforts to help accelerate projects coming out of the University of Wisconsin, for example.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that, in the final form of this, we may see some state buy-in. At this point, they aren't saying where the funding will come from. They are assuring it's not from the universities. And they're saying that, we've got this in the bag. We'll find a way to fund it.
We will be watching the next developments closely, and hopefully you might be able to help us keep track. Allison Botter, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much, Mitch.
Allison Botter covers technology and innovation, among other things, for the Milwaukee Business Journal. There's a link to her article on the University Seed Accelerator from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. An unusual collection of prints is on display at the Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum. We'll meet the owners of the collection when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.